Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmann is here Sunday morning. What's going on in the world? Well, one of the smartest guys I know, Dick Morris, is with us this morning. And he's on WABC at noontime on every Sunday. And Dick Morris, what's going on?
Well, there's an attempt being made by the Biden administration to convince everybody that the only thing we could do to respond to a Soviet and Russian invasion of Ukraine would be to go to war, and that the alternative is to send our troops there and get shot at and shoot at Russian soldiers. And that is totally and completely false. The U.S. can do an enormous amount to retaliate for an invasion of Ukraine. And if we were specific in threatening the stuff we can do, I have no doubt that the Russians would not invade, because the consequences to them would be so horrific. The first and the most important, which Dmitry Medvedev, the former prime minister of Russia, who served when Putin was on a paid vacation so he could satisfy the term limits requirement. He was prime minister for 4 years. He said that invoking the SWIFT banking system would be the equivalent of a declaration of war by the U.S. That's how serious it is. SWIFT, which stands for something very complicated, Society is the first name. It's an international organization that is in charge of vetting and processing all cash, all transfers of money from banks.
Yeah. Bottom line is they wouldn't be able to do international banking. That's the simple way of saying it. If we cut off Biden from that, if Biden could cut him off from that, Russia would be in no man's land, in the desert.
Yes, exactly. They would never. Putin has vast amounts of gold and stuff because he's been stealing for so many years. He couldn't do anything other than sleep on the gold bar and to make hard pillows. He couldn't have the money. He couldn't use it to pay charge accounts. He couldn't use it for checking accounts. He couldn't receive wires. It totally cuts you off from the banking system. The only metaphor is the Pope used to maintain international peace in the Middle Ages, indicating anyone who made war he didn't approve of. And that barred your access to heaven. Cutting off some SWIFT bars your access to money, the modern equivalent. And we could do that. And it's a devastating thing. We completely cripple the Russian economy.
Is that the smart thing to do? Don't forget, the reason World War II began with Japan attacking Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt played those games with Japan. Cut them out from oil. Cut them out from steel. And look, you're a smart guy. You remember that.
I mean,
You don't want to force somebody to create a problem.
No, you're not doing that. You cut them out from the SWIFT system, and you say unless you withdraw from the Ukraine and don't invade it, or if your troops are already there, you pull them out. We're not restoring your access to the SWIFT system. We've done that with Iran, and we should do it with Russia. And we should make very clear that that's going to follow as the night, the day, any decision to send troops into the Ukraine. The lesson of the 30s is that if we appease these countries and don't stuff to them and don't make clear that we're doing it, they'll just continue to attack. I personally believe that FDR imposed an oil embargo on Japan because he knew it would force them into a war, and he wanted to get the U.S. involved in World War II to stop the Nazis and the Japanese. But
so there's so much controversy about that Washington knew that there was a war coming, and he did warn general in charge, or the admiral in charge in Pearl Harbor, and then Sunday morning everybody forgot.
But that's got nothing to do with this, John. I think that the United States should make clear to Russia that we will cut them off from the SWIFT system if they attack. The other stuff we can do is that Russia buys a quarter of a million barrels of oil to the U.S. every day. We should declare a ban on buying oil from Russia. And the other thing we can do is that we can cripple their pipeline. Still can cripple it. It goes under the Baltic. It's a pipeline, Nord Stream 2, it's called, which Putin is building because he wants to bypass Ukraine so he can cut off shipments to Ukraine without punishing Germany. And he bribed Gerhard Schroeder, the Chancellor of Germany, by naming him the head of the pipeline company and paying them vast sums of money and got German approval. But if the U.S. makes clear that an invasion of Ukraine would lead to our invoking the sanctions that Congress has already passed on companies that participate in building Nord Stream, Putin's going to back down, and Germany is going to back down if we're very aggressive about that.
Well, Dick Morris, you're going to continue to talk about this. Are you going to continue to talk about this at noontime on Sunday on WABC? Well, I'll be listening on WABCRadio.com and on 770 in the Tri-State area on the AM dial, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the story.
Thank you, Kat.